maybe have your Bible. Okay, hold it up. Let me see it. Okay. All right, so if you have a Bible, turn to me to Joshua chapter 1. Joshua chapter 1. Now, while you're doing that, I have some helpers for before journal. You can come on up. And this is going to be right where David is. He's sitting right in the middle of the Jordan River. So right through here, girl, just spread out these stones, okay? There you go. There's 12 of them. Just spread them all out. Of course, in the Jordan River, there were probably a whole lot more than 12, right? There were probably thousands of stones in that river. So... oh, that's great. Nice job. Thank you very much. That's great. Okay, so in a little while, we'll be choosing some of you to be 12 witnesses. Okay. Witnesses, you're all set. All right, you know, you guys, I got a challenge for you. We're going to learn a verse, two verses actually. And then I'm going to give an assignment. You know, I used to be a teacher, and teachers love to give assignments. Oh, boy. And so the assignment is to read Joshua chapter 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. I'll bet you some of you can do that easy. 10 chapters. Now, if you can do that, I'll have a little treat for you next time we do this, because I have... the kids' lesson at the end of May, too. At the end of May, we'll do this again. So you've got a whole month to read 10 chapters of Joshua. Now, some of you probably have a hard time reading, right? How many of you have a hard time reading right now? Okay, if you have a hard time reading, you find somebody to read it to you. You know, like Lucas, you could ask Abby or Jocelyn. By the way, and then you can get credit. If they read to you, you can get credit that way too. Or like Logan, you can check with Soraya or Ellie, right? Who else doesn't know how to read? Dan, are you okay reading 10 chapters? Did you want some help too? Probably check with Perry. Erica, you can check with Perry too. Okay. Perry, where are you, Perry? Oh, okay. I'll have to talk to her. Okay. All right. So everybody know what to do then? 10 chapters of Joshua, all right? Well, that's one. Now, you girls that help, you older girls that help, you know what your reward will be for helping? The Lord will bless you. The Lord will reward you, okay? That's your service for the Lord, okay? By the way, what's the best thing about reading God's Word? Is it the treat you get? Is that the best? What's the best part about, what's the best reward, Abby? The message, yes.
What about everyone's life?
Yeah. What'd you say?
Everlasting life.
Everlasting life. Well, that's in it, isn't it? That's just one of the blessings. So, yeah, it's like a treasure. David? Yes, it helps us to keep from sinning. We learn the fear of the Lord, don't we? We learn salvation, but also the fear of the Lord. All right, so... we're going to, that's your assignment. If you can do it, I'll have a little treat for you. Okay, here's the verse. Joshua 1. And I'm going to just read a little bit first, then we'll do the verse, okay? The Lord spoke to Joshua. Arise, go over this Jordan. I'm in verse 2 right now. And then, to the land which I am giving to you. Now you remember... way back in Egypt, God said, I'm going to take you to the promised land, a land flowing with milk and honey. This was going to be a very special land that God was going to give his people. And then in verse 3 it says, every place that the sole of your foot will tread, everywhere you go on your feet, I have given to you. Every place you go. And then he tells them how far this land, it went from the wilderness of Lebanon
to the great river Euphrates. It was a large land that he was giving them. And all they had to do was go in and walk on it and possess it, that the Lord was giving it to them. Now, do you remember when the 10 spies went earlier? And what did they see when the 10 spies went from the wilderness into the land to spy it out? Do you remember? What did they find? Yes, Serena.
A giant grapevine.
Yes. Actually, there were 12 spies. And they saw the giants in the land. They also brought back some of the produce of the land, which was amazing. But the 10 spies brought a bad report. And so the people were afraid, and they didn't want to go in. In fact, they wanted to go back to Egypt. And God was very unhappy with that, because they weren't trusting him. Who's greater, the giants or God? Who's greater? Just say it together.
God.
God's greater, yes. But they forgot that. They were looking at the giants, and they got very afraid. So now, that entire generation of unbelievers died off. God said, if you won't believe, you can't go in. I'll take your children in, but if you're not going to believe, you can't go in. And so God, that entire generation died in the wilderness, and then God began to work again, and he came to the people through Joshua. Those children grew up, and now they're moms and dads themselves, and God again tells them, when you go into the land, every inch is going to be yours. And so God in verse 5 said, no man shall be able to stand before you all the days of your life, not even the giants. Nobody. As I was with Moses, I will be with you. I will not leave you or forsake you. Be strong and of good courage, for this to this people you shall divide as an inheritance the land which I swore that I promised to your fathers, to observe, to do according to all the law. Do not turn to the right hand or to the left. God wanted them to stay focused on his promise to them. Now here's the verse I want you to memorize. And if you can learn this verse, or verse 8 and verse 9, if you can memorize it, you can have another treat. Okay, that's the promise. So let's read it together, kids. Verse 8. Ready? Got it? Let's read. This book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate therein day and night, that you may observe to do according to all that is written in it. For then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have good success. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and of good courage. Do not be afraid or be dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. What happened? I was reading all by myself at the end there. Do you have a little different translation? Is that what we were hard? Okay. Well, you know what? If you can memorize one or even two of those verses, you'll get a treasure in your heart. That's really a good verse to learn. This book of the law, you help me now. I'm going to say something wrong, and you correct me. If you hear me say something wrong, quick, raise your hand, okay? This book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate in it most of the time, day and night. Zaria?
It didn't say most of the time.
Yeah, you caught it. Did anybody else catch that? This book of the law, you shall meditate upon it day and night, that you may observe to do most of what is written in it. Oh, Abby, what did I say wrong?
To do according to what it says.
Yes, all. The word all is there. Day and night. And that you may observe to do according to that which is written in it. Then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have good success. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and of good courage. Do not be afraid or dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. Okay, well, there's the verses. Can you remember that? Joshua 1, 8 and 9. If you can do just verse 8, that would be great. Okay?
All right, so then Joshua talked to the 2.5 tribes on the east of the Jordan and reminded them of their responsibility to help. And they promised that they would help and go with their arms, their swords, and probably their bow and arrows, and help their brethren take the land from the Canaanites. And so in chapter 2, Joshua told two spies, to go spy out the land again. And we're going to talk about that a little bit. Let's see. We can start with this, actually, and then we'll come back to chapter 2. We'll bounce around a little bit. Well, I want to talk a little bit about the land of Canaan. Now, I already mentioned to you that there were some giants there. And later on, Caleb and then his nephew went out and slew. They killed those giants by faith. They were willing to be bold, and the Lord helped them. But there were other inhabitants, there were other people who lived in Canaan that were very strong warriors. And some of those warriors lived in Jericho. How many of you have heard of Jericho? Oh, it was a big city. It had huge walls. The walls were very high. And on top of those walls were archers that could shoot. And there were very powerful men there. And if people tried to get into that city, well, they would shoot them down before they ever got even to the wall. And if they got to the wall and put a ladder up to go up, they'd tip the ladder over. And it was just almost impossible to take Jericho. And yet God said, everywhere you go, I've given it to you. So Joshua was probably thinking, I'm just guessing, but I'm just thinking, how are we going to take Jericho? I mean, I can't even get into Jericho. I can't even walk in there. How can we defeat that mighty, powerful city? And so he was thinking about these things. I think Josh was meditating upon the word of God day and night. He's wondering, Lord, how do we do this? And so Joshua, as he was contemplating this, all of a sudden, he saw a man. And it came to pass when Joshua was by Jericho that he lifted his eyes and looked, and behold, a man stood opposite him with his sword drawn in his hand. And Joshua went to him and said to him, are you for us or for our enemies? Joshua did not know who this man was. He'd never seen him before. Well, don't just tell all my secrets. Okay, so he, the man, said, no. But as commander of the army of the Lord, I have come. And I just want you to notice, commander of the army of the Lord. That's an interesting description. What is a commander? Anybody know, Jocelyn?
A leader. Like
yep. This commander was the leader of the whole thing. Of the entire army of the Lord. Who could that be? Denim, I think, gave us a hint, right? That can just open right up. Okay. It was the commander of the Lord. And then it goes on to say, and Joshua fell on his face to the earth and worshiped this man. Who alone are we to worship? And the Lord. Do you know what? Joshua. Looking at the Lord Jesus Christ, I believe. The Lord came as a man. He did that again later. He came into our world as a man. And here he is with Joshua to command the army. So Joshua's all worried. How are we going to take Jericho? Well, he could rest and relax because the commander had come to show him how. Don't you think that would be a great relief? And so the commander of the army said to Joshua, take your sandal off your foot, for the place where you stand is holy. Holy. And Joshua did so. Do you remember some place else where
There was a voice that told somebody to take the sandals off their feet because they were on holy ground. The burning bush. How many of you knew that? All right, you guys knew it. And who was in the burning bush? Aaron. God was in the burning bush. Who is this talking to Joshua, telling him to take his sandal off his feet? Who do you think, Elsa?
God.
Absolutely. It was God the Son. And Joshua, he didn't hesitate. He didn't say, oh, later. No, he got quickly his sandals off his feet. And you can see him right there. Holy, by the way, means sacred or set apart. This was a place where he was meeting the Son of God, I believe. And so it was a very special place. Not just a common place. All right, so a holy place is where God chooses for his people to honor him. Okay? And our body is a holy place. If you believe in the Lord Jesus, did you know that? Our body is called the temple of God. Because God, when we get saved, comes into our life and indwells us. He lives in us. And our body is a holy place. In fact, the Lord says, be holy, for I am holy. You see, the Lord wants a good, clean place to live. And we sang that song today, oh, be careful, little eyes, what you see. Oh, be careful, little ears, what you hear. We have to be careful because our body is the dwelling place of God. And we are to set it apart and special to the Lord. So a holy place is where we meet with God to pray and worship him. So, how should we act when we are on holy ground before God? How should we act? How should we act? Saria?
Good.
Good? Yep. What were you going to say? Somebody else? Help? Yeah?
Wish they bowed down and worship.
Couldn't quite hear that.
Wish they bowed down and worship.
Okay. Bow down and worship, yes. Sometimes I tell kids when we're praying, remember who we're talking to, right? Remember, this is the Almighty God who we're praying to. We want to show great respect, don't we? We regard him as very special.
Yeah.
Actually, that's a good point. I wondered if somebody might think that, Ian, if you didn't hear him, said we should maybe take off our shoes when we pray. Actually, I don't think the Lord tells us in the New Testament to do that. Oh, if he came right here, yeah, I think so. If he told us to, we would do it quickly. You know, so we want to do what he tells us to do. And the Lord told that to Joshua, and he also told that to Moses, and they were very wise to obey. And in the New Testament, God tells us to do things. And we should do those things. All right, let's move on. So there they are outside Jericho. Now, before we get to Jericho, I just wanted to remind you kids of something that happened before we got to Jericho. Do you remember when they were on the other side of the Jordan River? Okay. And the Lord told the Israelites, in 3 days, he told Joshua to tell the people, in 3 days, we're going to go through the Jordan River. And he gave them instructions on how this was to be done. And he said that the priests are going to lead the way. And when they step in the water, and the Levites follow with the Ark of the Covenant, remember the Ark of the Covenant? They would carry it. When they step in the water, it will dry up. And it'll be a heap way downstream. God would do that instantly. Yeah. Now, we have a little creek in our backyard. And sometimes in the summer, it dries up. But not all at once. First, it gets down there, and eventually it's a little trickle, and then it's all mucky. Well, when God stopped the waters, wouldn't it normally be kind of mucky muddy and everybody gets stuck in there, it was dry ground instantly like that. As soon as those priests stepped in, they could walk right through. No problem. Because God was making the way for them. But you know, what if some of the people thought, well, I don't want to wait for the priest. I just want to charge ahead now. I'm a pretty good swimmer. I'm just going to see if I can get across on my own. How do you think that would go over there in the land of Canaan if somebody just went off on their own? Think God would help them take Jericho? You think that they'd be in trouble? They'd be in the overflowing banks of the Jordan, which can be very dangerous. We used to have a Black River where we lived down in Melrose. I'll tell you, they told teenagers, don't swim in the Black River when it's overflowing. It's dangerous. There are currents and it can pull you down. And that's the way Jordan River was at this time of the year. So it's important when God tells us something that we check it out carefully and meditate upon it day and night so that we know what God wants us to do. Don't you think it's wise for us to know these things? Okay, so, well, what about some people who say, well, that's fine, but I'm not ready to go across the Jordan River yet. I'd rather wait until tomorrow, or the next day, or the next day after that. Do you think that would go well? That's like a foolish boy or girl who gets presented with the way to get saved, and they say, oh, maybe tomorrow. Is that a good plan? When does God tell us to get saved? Anybody know the word? One word. David.
Today.
Today is the day of salvation. If you're not saved, today is the day. Because we don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. And your eternity is too important to wait. Right? Well, the Lord told Joshua specifically, in 3 days we're going to cross. You follow the priests and the Levites. Give them a space. Big space, and then follow through. All right, you guys, why don't all of you kids go over back there by the curtain? You see it back there? Just go ahead. Yeah, all of you kids go. So, just go. Just go. All right, so Joshua chose 12 men. Now, you got to remember, kids, that there were probably 1.5 million people. You know, we don't have 1.5 million people here, do we? But, all right, so I'll just, let's see. Michael, do you mind doing something for me?
Sure.
Would you pretend you're the priest?
Sure.
All right. We're going to pretend Michael is a priest. I don't see Don here. Is Don? Oh, it's Don? I'm sorry, Don. I could have had you do this.
Okay.
You got experience.
I will defer to Michael.
Okay. All right, lead them to the edge of the Jordan, Mr. Michael. Follow your leader, you guys. All right, now as you go, Michael, you can just go ahead. And as Michael leads you, he's going to step in the Jordan. Go ahead, take a step. Just like that, it dries up. All right, here we go. The Lord has dried it up. As he comes through, you follow. And I'd like that you each pick up one stone, put it on your shoulder, and follow Michael right up here. And put your stone in a pile. Okay, keep grabbing the stones. If you see one, grab it up and pile them up right here. Perfect. Perfect. You guys are doing great. You guys were born for this.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, don't kill her. We need Abby. All right, good. Okay. Yeah, I think that those guys, when they carried those stones out, they kind of held them, too. You know? Yeah, be careful. Those stones can do damage. All right, thank you. Perfect, you guys. All right, so there's a pile of stones here.
Are they from the Lake?
Actually, today they're from the Jordan, but they were. All right, so you got this pile of stones. They also did 12 stones in the middle of the river. And you know, as soon as they all got crossed, the waters came back just like normal, just like that. Who moved the waters? Who stopped them? Who moved them?
Jesus.
Yeah, the Lord did, right? The Lord did. And then these stones were brought to a place called Gilgal. That was the place they called it. It means rolled away. God rolled away the reproach of Israel. They were shamed in the wilderness because of their unbelief. God brought shame upon them and death. But their children rose up and crossed the Jordan by faith. God was pleased, and God said, put these stones here so that in the future, when your children come to you and they look at those stones and they say, what does this mean? What does this mean? And you shall tell your children, that's where God rolled away our reproach and dried up the waters of the Jordan River so that we could come into this land that God promised. And that was a witness. Do you think they forgot? I hope not. You know, sometimes we do forget things, don't we? What would remind them of what God had done? The stone, yeah. The stone for a witness. Well, all right. So now they come to Jericho. And I don't know about you, but I'm sure the people were thinking, oh boy, this is a big city, right? Look at the walls. They didn't have ladders, they didn't have bulwarks, they didn't have scaffolding, they didn't have all these implements of war like catapults. They didn't have all these weapons of war to fight and get into that big, powerful city. And so God said, this is the plan, Joshua. I want you to gather up your people and walk around the city. Mr. Don, would you like to do it this time? Okay. Michael, would you mind? All right. I want you to follow Michael, and where everybody is sitting is Jericho, okay? Their hearts are melting with fear, okay? All right? Follow Michael. Now, here's the deal, kids. Not a word. Not, your voice cannot be heard. It's got to be totally, totally quiet. Sit right down again. Thank you very much, Michael. All right. Perfect, you guys. Can you sit without a word? I was a little worried that there might be somebody who was not supposed to be perfect. Good job. And you know, they did that one day, and then they went home to their tents, and they slept. Nothing happened. On the next day, what did they do? They did it again. The same thing. We won't do it again, but they did it again. And then they went back to their tents and went to sleep. And then the third day,
they did it again.
They did it again. And then the fourth day,
they did it again.
And then the fifth day,
they did it again.
And they were always quiet. What do you think that the people in Jericho were thinking as this was going on? You have any idea, Jocelyn?
Maybe they thought they were doing some sort of, I don't know, maybe they were like kind of confused and like a little uneasy.
Maybe so. Abby, what do you think?
Maybe they were like, how are they going to kill us with just beans?
What do you think, Saraya?
They're probably thinking they're crazy.
They're probably thinking that they were crazy.
Yeah, maybe.
Well, you know, we're going to talk about Rahab. Rahab will give us a clue what they were thinking. We'll say, David, do you know?
You.
Can't
win
a
battle
with
a
horn.
Or
silly?
Oh, silly
Joshua, they were thinking? Maybe. Hard to say. Well, after the sixth day, they finished the circles, right?
Yeah.
6 days. The seventh day, Joshua had them do it seven times. And on the seventh day, they went seven times around. And then they shouted with a mighty shout. I want you to say hallelujah at the top of your lungs. One, two, three.
Hallelujah!
And the wall. were thinking Joshua was crazy, I think they might have had a new thought, don't you think?
Yep.
It's that God brought those walls down. You can see they are terrified. Yep, and they were. And Joshua and his army went forward, and they were to slay every person in Jericho. They were all given to idolatry. Every single one except who?
The girl, Rahab.
Okay, Rahab, and who else?
Her whole family.
Her whole family, not the king. The king had to die. The whole family. Okay, thank you. So they all had to die because they were under a curse. God had cursed that city and the land, and they were given so far into sin and idolatry that they had to die. The wages of sin is death, and that was what was coming upon them. And God, who is holy and righteous in everything he does, had determined that this city had to die. And so they went in and took the city. But there were a couple of warnings that God gave Israelites before they did that. By the way, that might be how Rahab looked. We really don't know. But God had promised, actually the spies had promised, that Rahab, because she helped them escape from the king of Jericho, that they would not kill her when they took the land, or when they took the city. And Rahab had asked for a true token, a promise that they would not harm her. And so they gave her a scarlet cord. You can see it right there. And they said, gather, the spies told her, gather your family in this house, and we will look for the scarlet cord. And if you keep your word and stay together, we will save you. And so she did. She gathered her family, and they took her out, and she was saved because she believed in God. I want to read to you what she said. This is what Rahab said. I know that the Lord has given you the land, and the terror of you has fallen on us, and that all the inhabitants of the land are faint-hearted because of you. For we have heard how the Lord dried up the water of the Red Sea. For when you came out of Egypt, and what you did to the two kings of the Amorites who were on the other side of the Jordan, how you utterly destroyed them. And then our hearts melted. That's the answer, you guys. That's what they were thinking about as the Israelites were walking around silently day after day after day. Their hearts were melted in fear and terror because they knew what God had done in Egypt. And they knew what God had done on the other side of the Jordan. And they were terrified. And this silent walking around increased their terror. And Rahab, she knew this too, and she was afraid. Because they knew that God, the God of Israel, was the Almighty God. Now, the problem here is that ungodly people who don't know the Lord, when the fear of the Lord comes upon them, oftentimes they'll hide. They'll hide. They'll say, well, maybe God won't see me. Maybe God won't bring his judgment on me. Maybe if I just don't think about it, it won't happen. And there's a fearful expectation of judgment to come in the heart of ungodly people. But Rahab, her fear of God led her to do something different. Listen to that. She thought, rather than hide from God, I'm going to help the spies. And she confessed to them that the Lord, he is God. And she said, remember this kindness that I have shown to you. And she was seeking the Lord. And you see, if you seek the Lord, you will find him. If you diligently seek for him, you will find him. God wants us to find him. He's near to us if we search for him with our heart. And she found the Lord, and they remembered their promise. Joshua made sure that the two spies that were helped were the very ones who went in to get Rahab out of there. before she and her family could be destroyed. She was saved. She was saved by Joshua and his army and the army of the Lord. And that's what God wants to do today. He wants to save us. Okay. So what time? I guess we're almost there. So we'll wrap this up pretty quick. There was one other warning that God gave. And this gets us into the story that we're going to be talking about at the end of May. But does anybody know what the other warning was? Do you remember?
To not take any of the things from Jericho.
Yes.
Except
what?
But some people did.
But some did. Abby said not to take any of the things that were in Jericho, but some people did. That's what she said. All right, God was very specific on this, and Abby, you're partially right, but there's a little bit more. God said the silver and the gold you can take, but it must go into the treasury of the Lord. It was for the Lord only. But all the animals and all the booty, you know what booty is?
Yeah.
It's the spoils of battle. It's whatever you can find on the battlefield. A lot of times soldiers will just take things because you know, dead people don't need them anymore, right? They just take them for their families. God said, no, no. I don't want you to take any of those cursed things. This city is cursed. None of it. And so that was the thing. That was a warning. And everybody, I think, should have been thinking about that warning, don't you think? When God gives us a warning in the Bible, should we pay attention?
Yep.
Yep. So that was the warning. And so, and then there was another thing God said. Cursed be the man before the Lord who rises up and builds the city of Jericho. He shall lay its foundation with his firstborn, and with his youngest he shall set up its gates. God didn't ever want that city to be rebuilt. Never. It was a cursed, wicked city. But do you know, there are some people years later that were not paying attention to the warning in the Bible. They forgot all about it. They probably weren't even reading the Bible. It wasn't important to them to read the Bible. And so there was a man by the name of Pyle who decided, hey, look at all the stones are still here. Let's take those stones and rebuild Jericho. And do you know what God had warned way, way, way back?
What?
He said, he will lay the foundation with his firstborn, and with his youngest, he shall set his gates. And that means that Pyle, when he started the project, his firstborn son died when he laid the foundation. According to the word of the Lord, that's what God had said. And when they set up the gates, he didn't get the clue yet. When they set up the gates, his youngest died before the Lord. He paid a heavy price. His two boys died because he didn't pay attention to the word of God. And you know, there are warnings in the Bible for us too. You know, it goes back to those verses that we went through right at the beginning. Listen again. This book of the law, by the way, the book of the law is, tell me, the five books of the law, who knows who they are, what they are. This book of the law, what are they? Genesis? Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, and Deuteronomy. This book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate in it day and night. Read your Bible, boys and girls, every day. Every day. Find a good time to read and read your Bible. And that you may observe to do according to all that is written. And then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have good success. Did Pyle have good success?
No.
No, he didn't pay attention. He didn't meditate. He didn't think about God's word. It wasn't important to him. He paid a heavy price. Well, we're going to stop right there.
We're going to find out about somebody else who didn't pay attention.
Did the city fall down again?
I think it's still there to this day, unfortunately. You can actually go to Jericho today and see it.
Well, I don't want
to. Yeah, I don't believe it. It's not a very good, it's not a very pleasant place. Yeah, well, you know what? That's good. That's good, Ben. You're careful. Can we pray? Isn't God great? God gives us so much. He gives us life. He gives us His Word. He gives us many blessings, boys and girls. By the way, keep in mind you have a whole month to read Joshua 1 through 10 and help your brothers or your younger siblings if you can. And we'll learn some things, okay? All right, Father, we thank you for this time together again. Thank you for your Word, for the blessing of it, and the warnings that you give to us. Pray that we would be careful, key to listen and to do what you tell us, Father, for in your ways are the ways of life. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. You did a great job, you guys. Let's pray.
I just like write whatever's on the screen.
Can you have a case?
No, what do you want to do? Oh, yeah. On the side, like your room.